All right, and we're back after our first break. I'm going to continue on in this segment with a little bit more Art Blakey. This is a later incarnation of the band. This is from an incarnation in 1981, and this band features a up-and-coming young trumpet player by the name of Wynton Marsalis. Also of note in this band is a pianist by the name of James Williams and Bobby Watson on the alto saxophone. These guys at the time this recording were made were what I said before, they're young lions. They were guys who were just starting to make their mark on the jazz field. We don't need to say anything else about Wynton Marsalis. He is the most influential jazz musician of his generation, probably the most influential jazz musician there is right now. When Lincoln Center decided that they wanted to honor jazz music and start to have a jazz presence at Lincoln Center, they chose Wynton Marsalis to be the music director of jazz at Lincoln Center. I think on Sunday nights they play a program of jazz from Lincoln Center, and it's hosted by Ed Bradley. He's helping to keep the tradition of jazz alive. So I'm going to play a tune called Web City from the album Straight Ahead with Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers from 1981, and then we'll be back. All right. Wynton Marsalis, Art Blakey, and the Jazz Messengers, Web City. It seems as we talk about this music, we can always evolve from one person to the next. As I mentioned on those first recordings of the Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers, there was a trumpet player by the name of Clifford Brown. Well, as influential as Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers were, Clifford Brown left his mark indelibly on hard bop and on jazz trumpet playing in general. I mean, he was a complete virtuoso on the trumpet, and people still now amazed at how well crafted his solos were. People can't amaze that Can't believe that not only did he create this music on the spot, but he was able to execute these very complicated ideas on the spot. So to finish out this segment, I'm going to play a Clifford Brown tune by the name of Joy Spring. This is one of these compositions that does use more harmonic changes than people would expect, and the harmonic changes are a little bit difficult, and this tune comes out of, it's an expansion of bebop. This tune has a very tricky melody that's very hard to play, and then the changes are somewhat challenging. So we're going to hear a recording from Clifford Brown and Max Roach. This tune also features George Morrow on the bass, Richie Powell on the piano, and Harold Land on the tenor sax. This is Clifford Brown's Joy Spring, and then we'll take another quick break.